it's the same thing with Skyrim. Like, the games themselves are gorgeous. Skyrim is a beautiful game. The controls are really freaking clunky. I do not like the Skyrim controls. Elden Ring, really great game. But I feel like it doesn't do... Now, this is maybe boomer talk, but, like, the ramp up of difficulty... The way that the first level or two is like, yeah. But no, Elden Ring is like, no, it's full on.
Yeah.
From right from the start.
I mean, you gotta know what you're getting into.
It is a Souls style game, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I will say that game is gorgeous, though. And the soundtrack.
The narrative, for me.
Because that's a Miyazaki game. Not Hayao Miyazaki, other Miyazaki. Game Miyazaki.
The actual narrative and the story hidden in that game, and the fact that they don't give you any information.
Nothing.
That's the same thing with like blueprints. I'm like, I want to write like an adventure diary to this game. But yeah, that's another one. It's been sitting on my computer for a long time for a weekend to play.
There's one that, did you ever play Lost Planet?
I think it was a 360 game. I watched the boys play once. Yeah.
So this was probably, and it's interesting, you bring up that point of like games that you do for a little bit and then you set aside. Mm-hmm. And then we come back to it maybe, you know, 10, 15 years later.
Yeah.
And we're older, we're stronger. We also might have a different appreciation because at the time that was totally not my style of game.
Yeah.
I was very much an FPS gamer and a puzzle gamer at this time. But this is more of a third person. And there's also a big thing about not permadeath, but like constantly dwindling resources, like a health and a heat bar because you're on a frozen planet. And a cool thing about this was a South Korean made game. It was published by Capcom, but it was, is it Spark? No, maybe Hexadrive is the one.
Bakuro, those sound like Japanese games, though,
I can't remember. I feel like... maybe it was Lost Planet Extreme Condition. I thought maybe it was Lost Planet 3. I thought there was...
Lost Ark was Korean.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what I'm getting confused with.
1,600 hours in 8 months.
Yeah.
That was a year of my life, almost.
Yeah, but the OG Lost Planet was super, super good. And so I was going back and looking at all my physical 360 games, and I was oh my gosh, I have not played this in ages. Same thing with Forza Horizon 4. I really like it.
One of the best. You hurt Forzas.
So, okay. I'm not the best at them, but I love racing games.
Yeah.
I find them super, super fun. So I played a lot of Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah.
I played a lot of like Excitebike and Burnout.
Forza just
Rush 2049.
Forza just the library of cars and vehicles was incredible.
The thing. You could just like putter around.
My dad's a huge car guy, and the hours he has put into the latest Forza, actually insanity, like insane. He has every car multiple times over. He does car designs and stuff. He's like, he's put so much time into this game.
Horizon 5?
Motorsport. The Mexico one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and there's a lot of off-road stuff there too.
Yeah, because he's miffed that they haven't brought out 6 yet. He's mad.
6, by the way, folks, they just dropped a teaser trailer for it. It's going to be set in Japan.
Yes, well, that's why. I'm like, just get it out there, boys. Rally.
Dirt was a great, because I had this buddy, we were in choir together, and then I went up, hung out at his house, and he had his PC, really powerful PC, and he had a small surround sound setup, and so, because we're both sound guys, and so we're sitting there in the middle, and he's like, hang on, let me turn the surround sound, so I'm playing Dirt Rally 2 in surround sound.
Dude,
I'm like, so good.
That's so good. I love rally cars.
Yes.
I thought for a long time, I was like, if I could pick anything in life to be, I'd want to be a rally car.
Right.
Like, that's just so random, right? But I'm like, if I won Lotto,
I would do...
Really,
if
cool.
I wasn't in like video games and media, I would do physics. Yeah, I always loved physics.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of like and especially
practical sciences.
Astrophysics is really cool, but I also think that like physics in the sense of like you work at a Stanford lab or something like that.
Oh, cool.
That'd be super cool.
Well, back to the music thing and the racing game thing.
Mm-hmm.
Best soundtrack in racing games.
GTA 3 A-Spec.
Besides Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh. Mario Kart?
No. Need for Speed.
Oh.
Underground.
Dun, dun, dun. Yep.
That is so good. Just the best.
I think Need for Speed Underground 2 was actually developed here in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah, because I think
it
was...
Oh, EA, of course.
Yeah, Black Box.
Yeah.
Yep. It was in Burnaby. Sick. Shout out, that's where we are right now.
Both games, so much fun.
Yep.
Played that for years.
Here, let's go. Need for Speed Underground. Ba-da-bum-bum. Soundtrack. Do you remember the name?
No, I don't. Well, I just played the radio stations, right?
Okay.
There's so many.
We'll find it and we'll play it here.
You don't have to.
No, we do.
Get in my head.
We do. That's what happens on Vancouver when it's just an open-ended show like this. Sometimes I have a plan. Sometimes
just
I bring up my friends.
Just a couple people hanging out.
Arc Raiders. We'll absolutely play Arc Raiders because I'm super. Yeah. Best multiplayer. They also said.
It sounds like fun. Yeah, it's sometimes I've been playing. Like every once in a while, I get pulled back to CS, and then I'm like, I'm bad.
I just jumped back into CS the other day,
cool.
So I'll play.
Yeah, the boys have been playing too. Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
Yeah. I
like it when I'm playing with friends.
Dating myself now, in high school, we used to download CS 1.6 mm-hmm. and play it on the graphics mm-hmm. PCs at high school. Yeah, we'd run it as a portable drive, like an exit, and you'd copy it onto the PC, and then we'd run it locally in a folder.
Nice.
Oh, so good, D-Dust. Innovation and accessibility. I always thought that was really cool. I used
Doom
to know
had
someone.
An insane amount of resources and like different things you could do.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
I used to know someone in Victoria on the island who designed game controllers for all sorts of physical accessibility improvements.
Wow.
Yeah,
actually, like super old school. But my dad used to Diablo or Ultima? I think he used to play Diablo with the guy back in the day, like old school Battle.net vibes, like
nice.
pre-actual internet. You'd play through Battle.net.
Yeah.
He was huge into Diablo, ICQ, like really old school stuff.
Yes.
And they played with a guy who one day said, "Hey guys, like I can't actually play for the next little while," because he was going and they were putting him in an iron lung, which is effectively you're
huge.
In isolation
yeah,
for
absolutely.
A long time. And he told them that he had been basically, he's a paraplegic, and he was in the 90s playing using like one of those kind of mouth apparatuses.
Absolutely.
And you're like, that's in the 90s.
Wow.
That he was playing like Diablo with people. And yeah, it was just a really interesting thing where it kind of just made you realize how powerful games can be with regards to accessibility. And that is like, this gave this man a way to experience life. I can't remember if it was Diablo or Ultima, but I feel like it was a Diablo guy.
Xbox is really... stepped up the game. They actually have a special adaptable controller in addition to a whole bunch of libraries like software development and hardware development libraries to make your own adaptive controllers.
Oh, wow.
Because Steam is really good at letting you use all kinds of different controllers and setting your own
things. Yeah, you can kind of map it yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
But they have they have this, and then there are also people who go and design their own and build their own, but it's really, really cool when it comes to one-handed ones, two-sided one-handed ones.
I really like it when the games, like, especially in the games industry, there seems to be, like, there's a lot of weird stuff happening, but there's also a lot of, like, open source.
Sure.
There's a lot of people working together, cooperative stuff like that. So, like, Godot Engine is amazing for what it's allowing people to do.
Did you see this little, the Pico 8?
Oh, yeah.
So Pico 8 is a virtual console. And then there was another one. Let's see. It was like yellow open source console, like handheld. This thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the PAUK? No, it's something else. But it actually had like a crank.
Though.
Yeah. It had a. Let's see. Open source handheld console. Playdate. It's called the Playdate. Yeah, it's this thing here. And so it has an like kind of an e-ink style game. And it's
cool.
Just very simple stuff, but it's all open source. And they have a huge forum. And they also put it out for like education for kids to get familiar with programming and scripting and also development.
I honestly low-key think that is where we need to go with kind of the whole societal access to it, because like back in my day, when I was 10 years old, like because I had a dad who he had a webcomics like site, like back before that was a thing, and he played video games and everything, so he knew how like addicting and how hard it was on like your attention span and everything. And so like I learned how to code. I learned HTML really early. I could type.
Shout out.
So much Mavis Beacon.
Yeah.
I had to type because if I couldn't type, I wasn't allowed to play games. Typing of the Dead. Yeah.
Typing of the Dead.
That was pretty fun. Yeah.
Or also, what is it, like Super Mario Typer?
There was a new one.
Mario Teaches Typing. That's what it's called.
There was a new one that just came out where you're basically like in this camp. And you're just, it just came out. What was it called?
Battle Royale.
Yeah, I know.
Final Sentence, yeah.
It's not my favorite with the way, like, with typing games, it can be really particular in the way that you have to type. And that one bothered me because I'm really efficient with a backspace.
Yeah.
And it punishes you for making any mistakes. Yeah. So I'm like, if I get to the end without any errors and I use a backspace faster than somebody can type it.
Don't you get shot in that game?
You do. Yeah, I got shot a lot. And maybe that's what made me mad, but yeah, it was a really neat concept though, and it's also in early development as well, I think, so I'm not sure how that one went. I did just see in that one to pull out a really cool bit game, also indie. I don't know if you've ever played Off, another unhinged French game.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's just come out again, a remastered Steam version. We did this gaming challenge where we would just suggest a challenge to our friends, and for the month we'd all have to do it. And one of my friends brought this game out, and there's a song called The Batter Song that is a really cool battle song during this. And I've always remembered this song. The story is wild. Pepper steak. Yeah. Listen to this.
So cool.
It's a banger. It's so good. But yeah, it's just an absolutely wacky game. And there's so much going on with it. I don't know. If you want something weird, I just recommend going back to it. It's kind of got like, with the Undertale vibe, it's just something just totally unexpected. And it was really cool to see it come out because it was like a fever dream. I had to download it off of this weird website. And yeah, it was so wild. But I definitely recommend playing it if you want something really strange.
Trying to see if I can see my...
But I love the song. I don't know why.
I like it. I dig it.
The whole soundtrack is done with... Like, they have a whole soundtrack, and I don't remember many other songs, but... Yeah, it's just so great.
2008? Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Good.
Many of the tracks on the album are difficult to classify by genre. The composer describes the album as a sweet blend of electro, hovering and rhythmic, sometimes fun and sometimes
scary. It was really unsettling. The whole game is super unsettling.
Nice.
You just feel kind of like fever dream. You feel just unsafe.
Did you ever play Omori?
Omori, yeah. Like, that has a very similar vibe,
yeah,
I think.
And it's very much that classic, like, RPG Maker style.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you work your way through this. It looks like 90s console RPG, like, kind of Fire Emblem vibes to it. But it's very... It's weird. I actually interviewed the composer of the soundtrack for Omori. Yeah, shout out Slime Girls. Yeah, that was back in 2018. That was on Halloween. I went to a punk venue in East Van. Super good. Ooh, a remake. Nice. Expedition 33 music, but it's Bardcore.
Bardcore.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I remember a lot of this game. A lot of the fights were really cool. And yeah, the story was super dark, though. I was like, I don't know. It's just
it's
super
so
addicting.
It's so cool when games try to do something so different than what's been done before. Because, oh, nice. This is nice. It's like fermented electro swing.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember a bit of the story, and there's something wacky going on there, but it's great.
Mouse PI for hire. That's my, that's, Have you seen Mount?
Yeah.
Yo, this is my most wanted game. I want this game so bad. So for those of you out there in Radio Land, think like Rubber Hose Animation, Michael Mouse, and all those Disney characters. And it is, but it's a first-person shooter done in that black and white monochrome style.
This.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet it has to have a good soundtrack.
Yeah. It's coming out in March. Let's see. Mouse PI4 Higher OST. Let's see if we can find it. What if AI made? No.
No.
Screw AI.
We don't say those words.
Yeah.
Touchy. This is one song I could probably listen to for forever. It could just be the soundtrack for the rest of my life. It's just weird enough. Saying that, we should probably change it.
There's this one shout out to Jet Set. What is it? It was like Memories of Tokyo. So this guy, shout out to my homie Daimyo.
Oh, this is a different one. Yeah, so good. So good.
We'll listen to this. Oh, no wonder. It's Toby Fox.
Ah.
That
I
makes
say
sense.
That like I know. Can you explain to me who Toby Fox is?
He's the designer, composer, and programmer of Undertale and Deltarune.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
All right. I didn't know. Didn't know nothing. Oh, for the OST.
Yeah, the OST was Toby Fox, Morusk, and Night Margin.
There you go.
Yeah, because Toby Fox did like everything for Undertale and Deltarune himself.
Hell yeah.
Which is insane.
Fantastic.
Yep. And well, he also had a remix on Smash Ultimate.
Yeah. Megalovania.
Yeah, and Sword and Shield for Pokemans.
Cool.
Yeah. So he's, again.
Great
did
music.
Did you ever play Cave Story? Have you heard about Cave Story?
I've heard of it.
It's the same kind. Great game. It's the same kind of thing. Single, one Japanese dude made this entire incredible game.
Wow.
Yeah.
One's like been on my wish list, I think, for a long time.
It came out 2004. I remember.
Wow.
I remember playing it in high school. Yeah. Yeah. Cave Story Plus is the one to get for the Switch.
Is
that
it
one's
on
pretty
Steam?
Good.
Maybe I'm just nuts.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
Let's see, versions and ports.
That would make me feel better.
Cave Story Plus, Humble Bundle as well, too. Yep, Steam service. There we go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yep.
I thought it was just crazy.
Yep. Super good. Super good.
I'm gonna get this whole soundtrack for the drive home, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It also makes me want to listen to some Cuphead.
Which counts,
we gotta play some Canadian content on here.
Oh yeah.
Cuphead OST.
Yeah, there's rules for that, isn't
so there? So there are for certain shows, 34% across the week. If you are a category 3 show, the rules are more understanding. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
So cool thing about Cuphead, it is a Canadian game.
Yeah, I think I remember watching you play this.
Yeah, I love Cuphead.
I love the animation for it.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm a huge animation fan, so.
Floral Fury is pretty good. Oh, the behind-the-scenes recording of Cuphead is pretty great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is definitely going to be on my 2 playlist.
Cool.
Off. Yeah, that's brand new terms of what I knew about. That's what I also enjoy talking with people about, because there's so many bands and movies and art and video games that I have no idea about.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to be able to consume it all. However, if you talk to people, you're going to grow your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh man, this soundtrack is so good. I actually got this game when it first came out on Xbox.
Ooh.
Because it was an Xbox exclusive. So,
was it?
Yeah,
no.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was. Cuphead Xbox exclusive.
Don't be ridiculous.
Cuphead was a timed console exclusive for Xbox One and PC at launch in 2017.
I disagree. This is impossible.
It just means it came out first on Xbox and then it came out on everywhere else.
Okay.
Yep. Oh yeah, Forest Follies. Everybody loves Forest Follies. We'll do that one there.
Yeah.
It's so good. Here's a great battle.
Fantastic piano.
Oh, just everything, yeah.
Just wild. I love this kind of piano.
Stride. It's called Stride.
Stride?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, it's just so like...
Your left hand is just going.
Yeah.
It's really exhausting to play this as a keyboardist.
Yeah.
the music of Cuphead. Okay, we got to play this one here. High Seas Hijinks. We'll do that one. That's a bit longer.
Cuphead.
Yeah.
Cuphead.
Cuphead and Mugman.
Mugman.
Yep. No, why is it not working? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's working.
So it's just a whole bunch of old Canadian geezers. Yeah. So crazy thing about
Fantastic.
This game, I forget if it was Unity or Unreal, but it was done in a modern game engine, but they hand drew all of the things, scanned them in, and then animated them.
I watched this the feature. That's another thing too that's really interesting about Hades 1 was 2D animation that was done to look like 3D, and Hades 2 is 3D animation done to look like 2D.
Yep.
It's just really funny to think that kind of, and they both look fantastic in their own right, you know?
Did you ever play Octopath Traveler?
No. But only because of the sheer volume of hours I would have had to put into it.
Yeah.
And I heard it was a bit of a grind, and I'm not as good with grinds.
It's a grindy game.
Yeah.
However, it's a 2.5D game, so you're flat, but you're
That's
in a
cool.
3D environment.
Well, they
yeah.
redid... it's Josh's favorite game of all time.
Describe it.
They just released a... Give me a minute. Sure. Just keep talking. I gotta figure it out.
Cuphead. One of the greatest Canadian games of all time. I would put Towerfall up there. Towerfall is a very good game. Celeste, also a very good game. Those are both made here in Vancouver, BC. Look up games that are coming out in 26. GameSpot. How's it going, GameSpot? Oh, My Tiny Garden. My Tiny Garden. Yeah.
My Tiny Garden?
Oh, it's a cute game.
I played Tiny Bookshop. That was a really, really cozy.
Yeah.
Cozy games lately have been really fun.
I like cozy games.
Yeah, it's nice.
Neo 3, crazy. Mario Tennis Fever. I quite like the Mario Tennis series, it's good. Resident Evil Requiem, that's coming out soon. Crimson Desert. Pragmata. Yeah.
Oh, that's coming up, we're talking about.
Where you save the little girl on the space station or whatever it is. GTA 6. Battlestar Galactica. Well, there's this one that's based on that show, The Expanse. There's a sci-fi show called The Expanse, but it's it's a game. Did you find it?
No. I know that Suikoden came out, Suikoden or whatever that one is, but it was a different one.
Super Meat Boy 3D.
I love Super Meat Boy.
I've met the composer of Super Meat Boy.
That was
Danny
fun.
B. Stupid Never Dies. I need to play a piece of music. We'll go back to Schnoodlebug over here on the other computer. Coming up near the top of the hour here, make sure you stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM and follow Vancouver on various forms of social media. At Vancouver, pretty much everywhere. Twitch.tv/Vancouver. Help me pump up those numbers, baby. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. But is it new? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know much. I don't know much that's coming
out. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Mouse PI for Hire is really just the one. That's the one I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I've been kind of out of touch.
Oh, yeah. I-N-Z-O-I. Inzoi. This game has crazy, crazy character customization.
Billie Eilish.
Hatsune Miku. What is it? Can't feel my face. Hatsune.
Oh my gosh.
This is a meme.
Oh you my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good. Why are all my limbs slack? Why can't I move my eyes? Why can't I move my mouth? Is this an internal dialogue? I can't see the end of the horizon. Hatsune Miku!
Oh, that's so good.
That's so great.
Here from two. Oh, yeah, End of Abyss. More Danganronpa. I never got into Danganronpa.
No.
Same with Persona. Everyone's like, oh, you love Persona. Like, I've never played Persona. And it's also, I didn't know that Persona, like, went back way farther than people realize. Let's see.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? I think it was Star Ocean.
Oh.
Star Ocean. That has to be... Yeah, I was just not in my head, but Star Ocean, definitely Joshi's favorite game of all time, I think.
Nice.
Besides, oh no, Earthbound. Oh no. I thought I lost it again. I'm like, we only have 5 minutes. I can't drop another name.
Fun fact about Earthbound, so they never ported, let's see, because there was Mother and then Mother 2, I think, is what turned into Earthbound.
Hmm.
Mother 3 never got a port, but when I got my custom Game Boy Advance, shout out Roger, Partly Human, he made it for me, and he included a fan translation Mother 3 cart.
Wow.
So that's my, like, one super rare gaming
that's
thing
amazing.
I have.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So I played through that, and that is a super fun game.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, before they kick us out here, it's CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much, Mikatron, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hooray.
I love it here.
Yes, come by anytime. And
I'm gonna plan all my trips for Tuesday now.
Yeah, absolutely. Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Vancouver. You can also check out old episodes on the web. Webisodes, yeah. What am I, a web comic? Shout out Cat and Girl. SoundCloud.com/Bitcoover, at Bitcoover pretty much everywhere, twitch.tv/Bitcoover, cgsf.ca, all that good stuff. Thanks so much, everybody. Keep it locked here, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You're listening